My name is Sky, and I have been an overtone singer for the last 25 years. Overtone singing is about the essential sound profile, what you in Germany call Klang. And this is an aspect which bridges what happens inside your own vocal tract, the inside acoustics, and what happens in the acoustics around you, if you have a reverberant space. And there's, of course, something going on between what happens in your own vocal tract and what is coming back from the surroundings, the acoustics. So overtone singing is about the inside acoustics. So, talking about the Hagia Sophia, it is obviously enormous and very resonant space, and that's due to all the hard surfaces and this enormous dome. And unfortunately, it's not allowed by the Turkish authorities to make music recordings in there. So for me, it was, so to say, only a wet dream until the year 2008, where I found this article in a magazine for engineers about a Danish research team from the Technical University of Denmark. And they had been to Istanbul to collect acoustic data from various mosques and churches. And they had also analyzed it, and they had created a computer program, where it's possible to experience the acoustics in a virtual Hagia Sophia. Obviously, I think it's a very interesting perspective that you should not only conserve buildings, but also the acoustics of these buildings as they may have sounded once. And that this is being recognized, I think it's also very thoughtful. So after having read this article in this Engineers magazine about this virtual Hagia Sophia, I called one of the engineers from the research team, and I asked him if they were interested in making a collaboration with me and my singing partner. And my singing partner, who is called Ashish Sankrit Jayan, he's an Indian and he's a Drupad singer. And Drupad, that's the oldest classical Indian singing tradition. And maybe here I should add that it had its heyday at the time of Sinan, because that's the time of the Mughals in northern India, the Mughal kingdom. So my idea was to make a CD recording in this virtual acoustics of one of the mosques, which was called Sukulu, where Ashish would sing, and Hagia Sophia, where I was doing my overtone singing.
Hagia Sophia was built as the Cathedral of Constantinople. The building as it currently stands dates back to the 6th century. The reign of the Emperor Justinian marks an amazing feat in architecture. The largest domed interior in the Mediterranean before the Renaissance. The spacious interior volume and reflective surface ensured reverberant or wet acoustics of over 10 seconds reverberation time.
So you could give sound in a microphone and you could hear here in Denmark and you can hear how that sounds with the acoustics of Hagia Sophia. This is called auralization, and maybe it's a bit confusing because aura, normally we connect it with something we can see, it's something visual, but it's got to do with your ears, what you hear, auralization. So these researchers, the acoustic engineers, were part of a project called CARISMA. And that's actually a long acronym, and I quote, it's for the conservation of the acoustical heritage by the revival and identification of Sinan's mosque's acoustics. And Sinan, he was an architect in Istanbul in the 16th century. Primary focus was on the mosques constructed by him, this architect. And but furthermore, they included three churches, one of which was Hagia Sophia, in this project, which was funded by the European Union. And of course, it was very ambitious. And this team, they used really state-of-the-art solutions and top-notch equipment. So it's actually has nothing to do with the Byzantine tradition. But I was very surprised, pleasantly, that this engineer, he already first time I called him in the phone, he said that he would be interested in such a project. And soon after, we proceeded to doing these recordings. And that lasted, like, as I remember it, it was 2 days with intensive recording sessions, and they all took place at this technical university north of Copenhagen in a big studio. It's an echoic studio. So there is this very interesting relationship between singing and acoustics, and especially maybe, in particular, it's the church acoustics, because they develop together, obviously, because one thing takes place, the singing takes place, in the other thing, inside the church acoustics. So there's a reason that the talking by the minister during a service is in a chant-like manner, because otherwise it may be difficult for the congregation to understand what is being said. And furthermore, it adds to the sacral atmosphere. To make a recording where the acoustics of the Hagia Sophia played a dominant role. It's so much in contrast to this situation where you're placed in a studio where there's absolutely no sound coming back to you. So you had to walk on a steel mesh, which was stretched out, so it covered all this 200 square meter studio area. And so we were placed there with these high-end microphones, so the recording was as dry as possible, technically. And while singing for these recordings, we had a monitor signal in our headphones. The big problem was that at that time there were limitations of what of the computer processing power. So the signal that we wished to sing with and to hear the acoustics of Hagia Sophia on our own voices was not possible to make with the computer processing power of that time. So we had our monitor signal was actually a standard big hall reverb, which is very far even from a virtual Hagia Sophia.